Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is Jeff Stein. Jeff is the program director and the news director, more importantly, for News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo. He is also a noted author, having authored several books, and also a documentary about how news people functioned in wartime. Jeff, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Michael, great to be with you as always.
So tell us about this documentary. This looks like it's really interesting. This is about how journalists cover battlefields, yes?
It really is interesting. The Iowa broadcasting experience is rather unique because of the fact that we're a rural state and people relied on broadcasting for information much more than in big cities on either coast. And over the course of time, I've had the great pleasure of working with a collection of materials, original broadcasts that date back to the earliest days of the medium nearly 100 years ago. And some years ago, I had the opportunity to talk with Christopher Rossi. Chris is the man in charge of Humanities Iowa, which is an offshoot of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And I had done some speaking on their behalf in the past. And he asked me, what are you working on? And I said, well, there's something I'd love to work on, and that is to take some of these vintage wartime broadcasts and be able to resurrect them for a more contemporary audience. And literally, by coincidence, one of their targeted areas that particular year was serving veterans and providing programming that paid appropriate homage to those who served their country. And so it was really serendipity. And pretty soon I had what was supposed to be a 30-minute documentary that, if you know me, you'll not be surprised to know it turned into 90 minutes. But it is vintage broadcasts from World War II through the first Gulf War, but also interviews with the journalists who were there on the scene to talk about how they were able to bring the story back home. And what's really fascinating, and this is where we get into a business connection here, it is very easy to sit back and let somebody else cover a war, for example. Let a national network do it. But certain broadcasters in Iowa, over the course of this half century, said it's going to cost a lot of money, but we're going to do it anyway because it serves the audience. And we know what our audience wants, and we may not make money in the short term, but it will build good relations. And that will pay off from a business standpoint in the long term. And it certainly has.
Our guest is Jeff Stein. He's the news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL. And we're talking about this documentary. And he's making a swing through Iowa and talking about this, as a matter of fact. I have to ask you, Jeff, where did you get this material?
One of the things I had the great pleasure, Michael, of working with over the past 20 years was a collection of broadcasting materials that a legendary Iowa broadcaster, the late Grant Price, had started to assemble. And this was in conjunction with work I was doing as a college professor. And so it fell to me to collect some of the material from stations that was just languishing on shelves in a basement and be able to convert it to a digital form. And it was so rewarding to be able to, again, save these for history, for posterity, and to be able to play some of these segments for the journalists themselves who hadn't heard or seen the material in either a decade or as much as four decades.
That's just remarkable. And tell us about your public presentation of this.
Humanities Iowa supported the presentation and the preparation of this documentary, and the presentation I'll be doing this coming Tuesday, March 19th at the Northside Library in Des Moines, part of the Des Moines Public Library System, is me talking a bit about the material and then showing segments. And we focused for this presentation on folks from Central Iowa. Obviously, Des Moines TV stations, Des Moines radio stations. So you'll hear the vintage voices and hear interviews with people like Jack Shelley and Herb Plambeck of WHO Radio, Dean Borg, who covered Vietnam for a Cedar Rapids TV station, but well-known statewide, and also Scott Pope and Jeff Greenwood, who covered aspects of the first Gulf War for Des Moines television stations. And it was a great deal of fun to do some of those interviews and, in other cases, used material. Mr. Planbeck had already passed away by the time of the documentary, and so we were able to pull older interviews from the collection to give his contemporary voice to the vintage broadcasts. And so I'll go around the state and give these presentations on behalf of Humanities Iowa. We'll show part of the documentary. The entire documentary is available, and it will be available that night as a DVD. It's also available online at totallyiowa.com, and a portion of all the money that comes in from the DVD goes to support honor flights throughout the state of Iowa.
What a fascinating opportunity for people to experience once again the sounds and the words of these journalists who covered wartime here in Iowa and for the rest of the United States. Good stuff. Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, he's the news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL, a noted historian, author, and film documentor. Excellent. Jeff, thanks so very much for doing this.
Michael, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Once again, that was Jeff Stein, historian, author, and news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL, with an update about From the Battlefront to the Homefront, Iowa Broadcasters Go to War. It's a presentation he'll be making in Des Moines at the Northside Library, 3516 Fifth Avenue, on Tuesday, the 19th of March. It all starts at 6 p.m. Now, you don't need reservations. You just need to go. Speaking of going, don't go anywhere. There's more to come here on the Business News Hour.